From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudet. St. Luke's Health System has created its own insurance plan, saying it wants to make healthcare coverage more efficient with less stress. Now, the plan is available as part of the offering on Idaho's Health Insurance Exchange, which is known as Your Health Idaho, which is currently in the middle of its open enrollment period. A healthcare institution offering an insurance plan understandably raises questions. So we've invited Matt Wolf, St. Luke's Health Plan President, and Amy Johnson, Health Plan Chief Operating Officer, to tell us more about this. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Thank you for having us, Gemma.
And just a quick mention, once again, St. Luke's is a sponsor of Boise State Public Radio News. We do want to be transparent about that. So, Matt, how does the new plan work?
Well, it works like any other commercial insurance plan in the marketplace today, very similar to what other options you see on the exchange. As you mentioned, Your Health Idaho, where we're currently listed as an option. And for the most part, from a consumer perspective, it looks like a name you know and trust, alongside others that you've probably had exposure to in the past, that St. Luke's is also partnered with. But we'll get into some details about why we think this is going to be a little bit different, I'm sure, in the conversation today.
Well, so Amy, I'm curious, why did St. Luke's decide to create an insurance plan?
You know, I'm going to let Matt kind of pivot and start that because he's been along for the full ride.
Yeah, thank you. You know, so Gemma, the care St. Luke's provides is among the best in our communities. And it is time, in our belief, that health insurance matched that level of care and experience simultaneously. As you know, for more than 120 years, St. Luke's has been striving to improve patient outcomes, lower costs, and deliver affordable, easy-to-access care. And we believe it's our responsibility to continue to deliver high-quality care for the people who live and work in our communities, as our mission calls us to. But the natural next step for us on our journey toward further improving quality, access, and affordability being paramount there, is to really connect the delivery of care with the funding of care. And that's really what led to us developing the health plan. It's really the next logical step in our journey to transition away from the historic fee-for-service methodology of paying for healthcare to one that's really focused on value and population health.
So, you know, whomever feels that they could answer this next question, but I want to kind of get into the nitty-gritty a bit here. You've got a copay of zero for in-network primary care as well as preventative care and maternity care. That is super attractive, I would think. But my question is, how in the world can you, as a health organization, afford a zero copay?
Well, it's actually part of this whole integrated model actually lets us focus on the top dollar of funding rather than the copays. And if you think about the whole origination of copays, it was more of a mechanism to deter utilization. And so let me go back about, you know, this whole system is complex, it's confusing, it's fragmented, and we're desiring to change that as we stated. The core of this is to remove points of friction. And if you're going to notice anything different about the experience with the St. Luke's Health Plan, that will be it. It's to simplify that care and insurance experience end to end. And in order to do that, we have to remove unnecessary barriers to accessing care. Copays represent a barrier for many to accessing care. I have a neighbor that avoided oncology visits because of a $50 copay. Now, we're not going to solve all of it from day one, but we definitely are working towards removing barriers that we see from a population health lens to be not as effective. So a couple of examples, and then I'll turn it over to Amy to talk more about how this is actually going to work. Number one, when you think about barriers to care, authorizations to seek care or referrals come to mind for both patients and providers. So for most, if not the vast majority of our in-network services, we're going to remove prior authorizations and referrals. That's in the products that are offered currently on the exchange.
Secondly, hey Matt, I want to make sure we get into more information about this. So I don't mean to cut you off, but I do want to bring Amy into the conversation because Amy, I am sure what some folks might be wondering right now is, okay, well, if I don't use the St. Luke's insurance plan, does that mean that my cost will go up with my insurance? But also, how would that affect someone who doesn't take your healthcare plan? Is it going to be harder for them to see a St. Luke's doctor if I don't have that plan? I mean, I I have no intention of changing healthcare plans, but most of our doctors are affiliated with St. Luke's.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, the quick and easy answer is if you see a St. Luke's doctor today and you're not part of the St. Luke's health plan, you're still going to be able to see that doctor. If you're a current payer, so if you're using anybody else, and they have a contract with St. Luke's, that's still in place today. So you still have the same access. I think where we talk a little bit about the differentiation is really where we're focused is on that health piece, right? And so when you start to bring the doctors and the physicians, practitioners, and the health plan together, now the barriers and the hassle-free pieces, like removing the co-pays or removing the referral requirements and all that administrative burden that folks have to do today, that is in most of the insurance world today, when we remove that, that actually makes access and health better. And so that's really the focus of the St. Luke's health plan. Access or getting using a St. Luke's health provider, though, that's still there for every payer that uses our network, as well as every payer who has a normal contract with St. Luke's. That doesn't change.
Okay. So I have about 1 minute left with you. And Amy, I do want to know, do you think this is the wave of the future? I mean, are we going to see other hospitals and health systems eventually doing this?
Yeah. Matt and I laugh because I talk about this all the time. It is the wave of the future, right? Integration is what the consumer has been asking for a long time, in how they access us, how we use the data to make sure their health gets better, and how we use and control costs. So integration and like what we're doing here at St. Luke's Health Plan is, we're responsible for the care and the cost together. And that allows the provider to focus on the patient and all that administrative hoops. And, that is the wave of the future in situations. I mean, we can't speak for every health system, but when you look around the country, this is where health systems that have the right focus on managing population health, this is where they've been going.
Well, I want to thank both of you for coming in and talking to us about this. Appreciate your time.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having us, Gemma.
Absolutely. We've been talking with Matt Wolf, St. Luke Health Plan President, and Amy Johnson, Health Plan Chief Operating Officer, discussing St. Luke's Health Plan. It is one of many health insurance options available at Your Health Idaho right now during the winter enrollment period. We do want to mention one more time, St. Luke's is a sponsor of Boise State Public Radio. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.